And we're back here once again with another episode of the Cloud 9 Podcast, Season 10, Episode 17. We have just finished the LCS 2024 Spring Split regular season. We will be moving on to the LCS 2024 Spring Split playoffs, which will be starting this week on Thursday. And so you guys are probably thinking, don't you guys do the second Cloud 9 podcast episode on Thursday? Yes, but by the time, you know, that episode will actually air, we'll have already had time to basically, you know, catch up on the games and also go through the first round of the playoffs for the first best of five, which is going to be Cloud 9 versus 100 Thieves, I think, is going to be starting first, or it might be FlyQuest versus Team Liquid, actually. But nevertheless, we will have the second episode on Thursday as well. And I want to say to everybody, if you guys want to watch and listen to the podcast, if you cannot watch the show live, you can catch the show on the podcasting platforms where the show is available, because you can watch and listen to the show when you are commuting back and forth from work, whether you're banging your wife or whether or not you're at the gym, or you can obviously listen to the show when you need something else on to keep your mind occupied. I know a lot of you guys like putting on videos in the background, or just putting on, like, you know, podcasts in the background just to have something to listen to while you focus on other things. So just, I want to make sure I point this out, is we have not had a chance to cover, like, all the games yet. And on Thursday, we'll have a better chance of covering a lot of the other games that we will probably not have a chance to get to today. But I did end up catching a good amount of the LCK as well. I have been tuning in to the, you know, LPL as well. And the LPL is ridiculously coin flippy and crazy. The LCK is, I mean, let's be honest here, the LCK is basically a two-team region, like it has been for quite some time. And then the LEC, because I was able to consume like a few of the LEC games, you know, earlier today. But my living God, I'll just, you know, hope for the best when it comes to some of these teams. But for the most part, we will just focus on we'll talk about Gen.G T1 later, and we'll just focus on the LCS right now. But joining me in this episode of the Cloud 9 podcast, you know, we're almost done with season 10, you know, is Mr. Blanks. What's up, man? How you doing, dude?
Not much. Just watching the last bit of the LCS games. Cloud 9 looked like they almost threw. Carmine Corp might not be the worst team in
LEC. That's definitely Rogue. Rogue has definitely taken their spot.
Rogue and GX.
It's such a shitty thing that their name is GX, and all the time when the casuals are saying GX, I'm literally thinking of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and I'm like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX is also not good, too, so.
I was thinking between that and Pokemon, too.
There's a GX, I think, Pokemon or some shit.
Yeah, I was thinking of everything but the team. I was like, GX. Yeah,
anytime they're like GX, I'm like, Yu-Gi-Oh! That's one fucking GX I know.
Wait a second. Why the fuck you talking about Jaden and Heroes? I was like, what the hell? I was like, GX need a hero at this point. They need the hero. They need Jaden. They need Yugi with the harder cards. This seems trash. The Elsia, holy shit.
Yeah, before we cover that, I do want to say, for anyone who wants to watch the Iron Man Pockets episode we did last night, where we, you know, celebrated Akira Toriyama, rest in peace, he, you know, passed away, sadly, this past week when we were on, I think, Thursday's show. On Thursday's show, it was live. We did our reaction live, yeah, crazy. Live.
Holy shit.
Because someone told us in the chat, I think it was Kimmy. Kimmy, you know, will come around every once in a while. He's like, hey, yo, bro, Akira Toriyama's dead. I'm like, it's usually every time someone tells me that, every time. I'm thinking, like, nah, man, it's not true.
Akira Toriyama, what? Like, I was like, oh, shit, Dragon Ball. I was like, God. Because I remember, yeah, there was other people passed away from the anime world. I was like, oh, okay, damn, that's a lot of people that passed. I was like, and we were telling people, it's life, man. At this point, it's like everybody's getting older.
Like, yeah, because when he told us, I was like, Kirchhoff's not, no way. Like, I did it with Kobe, I did it with Paul Walker. Like, hey, yo, bro, Kobe down. Bro, no way, that's not true. No way, he's the GOAT. Then news is be gone, and it's like, yeah, like this is one of the ones that I know a lot of people on Twitter. He's been trending for like the last 3-4 days. This is gonna be one a lot of people are like gonna be really like people are factoring, man. Dragon Ball as an anime, as a show, as a franchise, whether you like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, yeah. GT, Super, anything, the manga, the video games, the merchandise, that anime made people feel things that I didn't even think was possible. You know, yeah. That anime like inspired a lot of people, and it's like what. A lot of people said he's like their Stan Lee, and you know I could agree with that. He's definitely a role model creator. Like you never heard about his politics. All he cared about was fans and how much better he could just make his show more fun for people. Like truly, what a masterclass in how to be a creator.
But I don't think this hits as hard. I think it hits hard because of what he created, but the way he passed, it doesn't hit as hard because he didn't die tragically.
Which is technically like, a good thing. I'm glad he didn't get into a car crash and die.
Car crash. Like,
I'm glad he didn't have what Kazuki Takahashi had for him. Like Kazuki Takahashi drowned. That fucking sucked.
That's why his death was kind of like, and he was in his 60s. I mean, Kazuki was 62, but the way he died was kind of like, oh shit.
They did say there's been a few more reports that have come out to say that it was a lot more painful. Like the initial report was trying to, you know, obviously not put it as bad. Apparently he was suffering pretty hard when that hit him, you know. Apparently it wasn't like it's instant, which, you know, he's old. Man, hell, my mom was born in 67. I was born in 94. He was already 65. 30 years old by the time I was already like fucking alive. You know,
he was damn near 40 by the time you were alive. He was 39 when you were born.
That's fucking crazy, you know. But hey, you know, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Now you can run on Snake Way all the way up to King Kai's planet and, you know, chill in heaven for a little bit. But yeah, man. Also, I know you guys like the Pokemon streams. I'm not saying I don't like playing Pokemon, but I've just been so busy. I've just been fucking just getting railed.
I tried to stream last night and I was so tired. I was like, I can't.
The worst feeling probably ever is to stream when you're sleepy because you have to sit there and you have to keep your eyes open so you don't like you're fucking not bored.
That too, but I lost an hour. I was like, wait a second, why the three? Oh god, okay, I gotta go to sleep. Cause I thought
Let's go with NRG. So did you hear about the news? So Doklo apparently something happened to him where he had to go to urgent care and he kind of got out of it fast to play the games. So they started playing on Friday. So we went to the hospital on Thursday. Okay. So I could excuse Doklo's bad gameplay if he just got to the hospital. That's fine. Like obviously if something happened to him, then it's whatever. But that does not excuse the other guys for playing as badly as they've been playing this whole split. People factor in, NRG ended the split on a 4-game losing streak in the same week. They also had another 4-game losing streak. Remember, not last week, remember how they went 2-0? Before that, they had already had a 4-game losing streak. So basically, they went a combined total of like, what, 2-8? Like the last 3 weeks? 2-8 in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's awful. One of those you had a breakthrough, you know? One of those we didn't play for a couple of weeks, actually. So, yeah, NRG ended up getting 6th place, actually. A lot of people had them as, like, what?
Second, at least fourth, second or third.
At least second or, yeah, at least between second to fourth, they keep getting 6th. There's a good chance if, like, Shopify upset Cloud9 that, hey, fuck it. You never know, man. Like, it's just so disappointing to look at, like, how badly they've just regressed. Now, people said, but this is how they looked last year, and it's like, well, yeah, I mean, anything could happen in playoffs. I'm not saying that that's not, but, like, we gotta judge what we're seeing in front of us right now. I can't judge some shit I haven't even seen yet, you know? So, what do you think, man? Like, do you think who he was the right choice for them, actually?
What happened?
Do you think who he was the right support choice for them? I'm starting to think it kind of didn't look as good, honestly. Like, they just look worse without Ignar, and Ignar kind of looks worse without them. It's just weird how that's worked at this point.
Yeah, it's one of those they're worse without each other kind of thing. Okay. I'm not going to say they're worse without each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way the team was assembled last year, plus all the other teams having their issues, they caught fire, they got hot at the right time.
And he's had his ups and downs as a support. I think he's been really regressing. Like, even he didn't play well on Golden Guardians in the summer split either, remember? And then he went to the playing stage. They didn't get to the playing stage. He got to a Worlds qualifying series, and he ran down so hard.
But then again, he played with Stixhead. That's what you can only be so good as your eight.
Stixhead was a god ADC, man. What are you talking about, dude? Stixhead is great.
Yeah, God, okay. Yeah. Flip God around, he's playing like dog shit. Okay.
Like, the macro play has been really bad. Like, the only thing really good about the team is just contracts right now, currently. Like, he's been their only decent player. And, like, remember, last week against Immortals, he had to basically pull off a freaking, like, hero play to save them in that game to steal that Baron. Because if Immortals had their brains turned on last week, NRG probably don't even make playoffs. Because P-Factor, if they lost one of those games, they don't make playoffs, actually. You have to literally go for both Cloud9 and NRG. They had to go 2-0. That's how it happened. That's how it was. And they almost narrowly didn't get those victories. You know, those games were really sloppy. This week's been really bad. You know, hopefully they can pick it up in playoffs, actually. But, yeah, I would be very disappointed if I was a fan of NRG right now. This has been a pretty just overall really meh split for them. Last summer, at least when they beat like top tier teams, they did it like pretty convincingly. Like, they looked like they were actually like just beating, like just actually turtle stomping them. But then, just like with this split, they would struggle against like IMT, and you're like, that's something you said last year. I'm like, I just don't really get that. Like, you can shit stomp the best teams, but then you're scared of the garbage teams. Like, what does IMT do to people, dude? Like, what does IMT must do something to like the good teams where they mind freaking trick them to think they're actually good or something? I don't know.
You don't prepare for them, and then next, you know, they catch you slipping. It's like having
IMT must be so shit in scrims to the point where people just think they're actually probably just some sort of like meme team or something.
No, that's what it is. See, it's one thing when you lose in practice to somebody and then they beat you in a regular game. Because I've had that yesterday where this guy brought this rogue deck. He didn't realize I knew how to play against it. I kept calm. Because some of these players, they just take the like gas pedal off, or sometimes they draft bad too. Some of these teams just draft horribly, and it's like, what are you doing? Like, because right now I didn't realize that they played a tiebreaker game. I'm watching it. I'm like, oh yeah,
bad. Yeah, if we go with a tiebreaker game, oh my god! Like, and I will give it to him. Tomo really stepped up this week. He played really well, despite Dig losing against FlyQuest. He actually has stepped up. I got to give him credit to do. He's massively stepped up in these past couple of weeks.
He plays champions like in the tiebreaker.
That's what we've been saying. We've been saying, you guys don't got to be doing all this like 5 plus 5 equals 10 minus the square, remove the pi. Just play Jinx.
Just play
Aphelios.
Yeah.
Just play Jinx. She's not that hard nerfed.
It's like, and if you're good at Jinx, you can play another game, play Aphelios, top catch.
What's with all these people trying to think, oh, if I don't get Smolder, then I gotta go fucking play Senna? It's like, bro, what?
Smolder's record is like not as good as people think he is. Like, FBI played Smolder and got cooked. Like, yeah, who he had more at the beginning of the tiebreaker, who he's the only one that had kills? A two contract gets one. Who he had the first two kills for NRG? Nautilus. Who the hell is like in their mind? Oh, let's give the first two kills over who he Nautilus. He's not gonna do anything with them. That's, oh my god. And you just sit there, you're like, oh damn.
That I've been saying this for so long. Why don't these guys play, like, not just play simple champions, but why are we doing, like, all this, like, high-tier fucking X minus pi, remove the fraction? What is wrong with Jinx? Why can't you play her? You barely got nerfed. It's a fine champion.
Because some people think it's too easy. That's the issue. Sometimes you buy, you because a champion is too easy to play, you don't think it's good. It's like when people, it's the same thing.
Happens with Zion. Dude, it happens a lot with Zion Rakan too. Like, have you noticed since you've been started watching, people were like, oh, Zion Rakan got nerfs. About 2 weeks into the split, Zion Rakan are always back in. It just, they'll always find their way back in. Like, champions like Zion Rakan, Jinx, Sion, Cassante, these are champions that are just so good. Even when they have nerfs, they're just so useful. You know, like before we get to the T1 Genjin game later on, they had Pace pull out Aphelios, and I'm like, yep, he's still a fine champion. Like, I don't know why we stopped playing these things because like they got some nerfs. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'll say, hey, Dig. Tomo's been stepping up. Dove's been pretty solid for them, but the rest of that team is so bad. Oh god, yep. Rich has ran it down. Like, I don't really think Dignitas is a good team. I think Tomo stepped up recently, and I think Dove is good. But holy absolute god, is like the rest of this. Zayu is just bad. He is just awful. Did you see a guy play Rel today? He looked like fucking Ray Charles on a date, bro. I swear, I was watching a retard engage on fucking Rel. Holy shit, those were bad engages. Andrea, yeah, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I saw that. Long time no see. I saw that. I was like, I'm thinking in my head. It didn't even matter how bad he was on Rel. Like,
he's just not a good player.
Jinx out here against the Quadra and...
Oh my god, that game was so bad. You watched that final game. I remember you said you watched the game.
I'm watching it right now. It's like...
Bad. Why is NRG... Oh, my lord. So, I don't know why they're sitting there not collapsing on the Jinx when they have a comp like that they have. It makes no fucking sense.
And then who he just runs out of base knowing that they lost. Like, he didn't even try to defend. Yes, that's fuck it.
He basically just said, well, yep, we'll see in the playoffs. We made playoffs. Fuck it. Yep. He literally just said... He literally just went basically, fuck it, playoffs. That's it? That's literally all he said? Oh, shit.
Oh my
god. Because I remember, who played Ahri that... No, didn't Dove play Ahri that game? Right? Who did Palfox play? I literally just watched that game. Because I know Dokla was on Aatrox, and I know that Huhi was on Nautilus, and I know FBI was on...
Palfox was on Way, and Dove was on Orianna.
Fucking hell. Yeah, Palfox is just not good on Way, honestly. You know? Yeah. He's also not had the best split either. He's been just meh, honestly.
You know what the issue is? Energy got figured out. They got figured out. That's another thing, too.
You love to see it. Just saying. Yep. You love to see it. All right, let me get this last game up for you guys right now. This is just so bad. Andrea says, hey, Chaz.
What's up? What's going on? Yeah, what's up, Andrea? How you been, man?
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. You've been banging out them black girls. Good Lord, getting them LaQuishas. I know you like them LaQuishas.
LaQuisha, yeah, you stupid.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Here's the draft. NRG had Aatrox, Contract had Lilia. Oh, God. Oh, God. He picked Lilia. Orianna, what are you doing? Why would someone pick Lilia into Gnar and Orianna and Tahm Kench? Please tell me, what is Lilia going to do against Tahm Kench? Good Lord. So basically, Dig went, okay, we're going to put all of our resources into Tomo Basket, and we'll have Dove secure our early game. And then top side doesn't matter. That's it. That's it. Exactly. Top side is just, fuck it. Coin flip. Yep. They could go 0-10. They could go 10-0. It wouldn't matter. They're useless either way. That's how it feels exactly. For Jake. They don't give a fuck what their tops. They're like, Zayu, oh, it's just Zayu just running it down.
Yeah, it's like, just do what you gotta do. Just don't do this, this, or this. Just
yeah, don't feed too hard. But you could try, you know? It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, God, please kill me. God. All right, so you want to talk about Cloud Nine. So Cloud Nine lost to Immortals. They lost Immortals twice in the split, which is crazy. Yeah. This one was even more of a stomp than the last one. Yeah. Actually, the last one, they at least had like angles to win that game. This one, they got shut out pretty hard, actually, you know?
Oh, no, this one was bad.
This one was really bad. And even though Cloud9 lost to Immortals, it was crazy how bad you can see how Armeo is. Armeo was constantly outsmited by Blabber. Just shows you how bad he really is. Even in games that they were like winning, he was getting curb stomped. It's like, bro, you gotta just get rid of that guy. James said, "Who do you get rid of? Anybody? I'm sorry. Like, you flip a coin, get a rookie or something. Like, this guy's not good. They want to make playoffs. I get to you. Potentially, you swap that guy out coming into summer. You potentially can make playoffs." The LCS is not that competitive to a point where, you know, they can't make playoffs, you know? It was very clearly shown that if they had literally one or two more clutch games that they had leads in, they could win. And I think the only reason why they lost those games is because Armeo is so fucking bad. He was losing to a guy where they were literally beating their team in every single aspect. How in the world do you get beaten in jungle when your team is winning? The easiest thing for junglers to do to play the game is when your team is winning. It's much harder to be a jungler when your team is losing, obviously. It's a basic thing about junglers, right? People are like, guys, this guy is getting beaten by the enemy jungler when his team is winning, okay? That is unacceptable, okay? And for Cloud9, I think, like, looking at the expectations compared to what we saw during the split, like, they were just a disappointment, if I'm being honest here. Yeah, they got third. Yeah, they did. But... We watched all the games. We know they played bad. They played pretty bad in most of these games. Like, I'm being honest here, guys. I love Cloud9, but you know, I don't simp for bad levels of gameplay, even if it comes from teams that I like. Berserker and Vulcan don't work. I'm sorry, they don't work. Blabber and JoJo really don't work either, and it's kind of just Fudge. Oh, Fudge hasn't really. This Fudge has looked pretty bad most of the split. Actually, I'm sorry. Like General Sniper, his name's Sniper coming out and just Sniper literally just outperformed him the entire split. Like, come on, we gotta be honest here. Like, Impact outperformed him pretty hard. Like, what's his name? Got FlyQuest top laner. Whippo outperformed him.
The Whippo definitely did. Whippo, damn big.
Like, arguably Castle outperformed him. Like he got outperformed by pretty much almost everybody. In the split, the only people that he didn't get outperformed by was like Fate God and Rich, probably. Yeah. Oh, and Dolkla. Yeah, like maybe like three other people, maybe. Like to me, all the players I just listed played literally way better. Blabber's been like their best player, which is odd considering that the rest of the team has looked pretty jank. I don't know what happened with Berserker, but yeah, he just can't play with Vulcan. Like, him and Vulcan do not work. And I'll be honest here, I know people are probably going to expect me to pick Cloud9 for their best of five coming up. No, I'm picking 100 Thieves. This reminds me of when 100 Thieves beat Cloud9 back in 2022 spring. Nah, 100 Thieves was just playing better. Now, to be fair, they could easily curb stomp them into the fucking dirt in playoffs, because obviously playoffs is a much different beast in regular season, because it's best of ones versus best of fives. But I'm just going off of the gameplay that I just saw. 100 Thieves are playing way better. And that, like, if we're being honest here, Shadowfire Rebellion messing up a late game scenario where they had Kai'Sa and they had that Udi or scaling. Like, why do you think it was really hard for Cloud9 to do well to split?
Team chemistry. I agree. I don't think Vulcan is a good fit for him, in my opinion. I look at it and I'm like, wait a second, okay, this does not work. Paper it works, but you can just look at it and you're like, nah, this don't work. Sut
It just stuff. Doesn't work. Yeah,
it don't fit. And
I know a lot of people are going to say, "Well, you have five really talented players," but I like Vulcan. Awesome guy. Believe me, awesome dude. But bro, Vulcan's been playing bad for a while at this point. You know, Vulcan looked pretty bad on FlyQuest. He was running it down with the FBI on Evil Geniuses. You know, This is just not. He's not the same like top three support that a lot of people remember. You know, and I want to make sure I preface this. This could all change in playoffs. It could easily change, right? But Joseph Pion had a good amount of, you know, clutch performances for Cloud9. I think the Nico game, you know, was good. Oh, hold on, give me a sec.
I do agree. I do agree. I think I look back at Cloud9, I'm trying to figure out what is going on with this team. You can look on paper and say this should be a top three team. But they don't play like it. It just don't work.
Yeah, so Blaber mentioned that in that post game interview that, you know, they throw a lot of their leads, but what leads do they really get though? Remember, what leads do they really get? Like, there's been a few games that they've had leads, but those were like the leads from the first game to the split. Most games have been pretty coin flip. Oh, sorry, the FlyQuest one they had last week. Okay, I'll give them that one. That one they look good in. But like outside of that, like how many games have they really looked like they've had dominant leads where they've converted them into wins? It's been pretty few far in between, in my opinion.
Yeah. Plus, part of me sick is motivation. Because I guess FlyQuest, they seem motivated because it's like, everybody says they're the best team. No, we're the best team. And they went out and beat them. But then they get beat by other teams. It's like, Cloud9 could beat, it's like they're beating the team they should, but then they're losing to teams. Like, it's the whole thing was last year where I got pissed at CLG for losing to, NRG. Losing to IMP, and then it was like, why did LG get any all-pro votes? You just answered your own question. You can't be the winner and then still get mad when people don't take you seriously. They're looking at your performance against the shit team. How you're beating Cloud9, and then you're getting beat by, by Immortals. They're looking at that. It's the same thing now where it's like, what are you doing? Why are you losing to this team, but you're beating this team? It's the same thing now that they're asking. It's like, why are you beating this team? Why are you beating this team, but then you're losing this team? It's the same question. It's like, shit. You just gotta be like,
if you compare Berserker, all we said was just give Berserker a better support that works with him, and he'll do just fine. Yeah, you can get some. Yeah, they got Berserker someone else, but it's not the right fit for him. He's just not the right fit for him. But Berserker is also ran it down the whole split. He's ran it down the whole split. I don't think he's had a good game, really. Honestly, that's crazy because he was considered the best ADC these past couple of years. But I love Berserker, but goddamn, do you remember a game he played good this split? I don't remember one. Except, beside the first week, because the first week they were good. Beside the first week, has he looked good in anything, actually?
Nah.
Those Lucian games give me AIDS, actually. Oh, watching him play Lucian is just, you know, is bad. Vulcan is just not on the same page with these guys at all, really. Like, it reminds me of Fnatic, basically. It's like five good players, in quotations, on the same team, but just never feels like they have any cohesion to work as a team. Like, Fudge basically just does, like, fuck all.
Yeah.
Like, today, did you see that game against Shopify Rebellion and Cloud9?
Yeah.
Or Berserker, where they could, in the game, he just eases in on Lucian and just dies. And you're like, what is the point of you doing that? Like, I'm sorry. Like, what is the point of you doing that? Like, last week, how Yon could have just W'd Azir to make sure that Josepion died so they could end the game. Just, I don't get it.
You think about it, you're like, wait a second. Yeah, you got to think about it. It's like, what are they doing? Because they're doing, you got to look at it and be like, are they just doing stuff just to do it? And it's like,
do they not have, like, maybe they don't have respect for Mithy as a coach? Like, I don't fucking know. You know? Like,
yeah.
I don't think this is a coaching issue. I just don't, and most people would make it a coaching issue, but I don't think this specific team is having coaching issues. I think these guys just don't work together as a team.
I agree.
I think that this is just like, it's one of those things how we talked about like the LEC. Like the LEC has a bunch of teams where like you have like good players on paper, but the cohesion is just not there. You know, they're cohesively not able to function because play styles don't match up. The ideas of, you know, how to play the game aren't matching up. Like Blabber wants to be this like hyper aggressive jungler, but like Berserker and Vulcan are just kind of cool with just like playing like scaling picks not playing scaling picks, like playing early game picks that they want to basically just kind of scale with, you know? Like, I don't know. Man. You can't really scale with Lucian Nami. Lucian Nami's supposed to hard stomp and move on. You know, can't be playing like Lucian Nami like you play Aphelios and Nautilus. It's not the same, buddies. You know?
True. And you look at it, you're like, okay, because you look at it like, damn, these guys don't care. It's like, shit. You're looking, you're like, damn, these guys don't care, because if they cared, it'd be a little more heart, but just like, I don't even know how to describe it, because I look at
like yesterday, you could kind of blame it maybe on like the draft, but like, it was just Orin support's not the worst thing. I would, if that's the case, I don't know why you just don't pick Maokai. Maokai support's like infinitely better, but like, it wasn't the support pick that ruined their game yesterday. Their gameplay ruined. They got destroyed for the most part. You know, the only thing that really kept them in the game was their dragon stacking, because Blabber was just stealing the dragons away from Armeo or mayonnaise. No, that's mayonnaise. Fuck him.
Yeah.
That's ketchup, actually. I should call him mustard. Mustard tastes like shit. Yeah, he's mustard now. That's mustard. Don't disrespect mayonnaise like that. God damn.
That's mustard. Ugh. Yeah. When I look at Cloud9, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with this team, man? It's like, got that shit, plus, like, when I hear about this shit where JoJo could have almost went to Team Liquid, and I'm thinking in my head, is JoJo a good fan of this team? What's his name? Vulcan a good fan of this team? Because
these are the same two players that kind of ran it down on EG last year in spring. You know,
but the whole team of EG was kind of running it down. Like,
yeah,
like, and
it's weird because they also got third last year too, and this one just got third.
Yeah,
coincidences. I think so. Well. That's Cloud9 for the split. They were predicted to get first. They got third. They won as many games as they lost. And I'm saying some of the games they won were pretty clear hard throws from the other teams. Like, we're talking like throws in the way that is so bad that they would legitimately have to throw for them to win those games that they won. Just saying. You know, they won like, what, one convincing game against FlyQuest. And then after that, it's basically just been fiestas, you know? Yep.
Fiestas.
Which other team do you want to talk about? Because, like, Team Liquid, they...
Oh, God, Team Liquid. That abomination of a team.
I don't even know. They're like Cloud9, but, like, flipped, honestly. They themselves don't work together. Team cohesion's terrible. I mean, the only worst part about Cloud9 compared to Team Liquid is... Liquid just have like worse players in the roles, honestly.
Yep.
Like Liquid just basically have like worse players in theory outside of like what? Top, essentially.
Yeah.
Than Cloud9. Because what I saw yesterday for them against Dignitas, I was like, bruh, this is bad. This is awful. What am I watching? This is bad. And people want to say this is the best LCS split in years. You are a crackhead. This split is terrible. This split is so bad. Like, I just... Oh, split has been so garbage. But, you know, I'm going to save my sanity and talk about 100 Thieves. 100 Thieves actually finish second place. So people kept asking in the chat, they're probably trolling, why didn't they get a tiebreaker against FlyQuest? Guys, FlyQuest 2-0 them on the split. The cast was explained it to you very simply. FlyQuest won head-to-head. No tiebreakers unless FlyQuest would have dropped 1-2 games. Then that would have made 100 Thieves obviously finishing first. It's not that hard to follow. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, there was no tiebreaker. It was one of them was going to get first. The other one was going to get second. That's how it came down to us. So, okay. I knew 100 Thieves get top two because third place is so far behind. It was like, all right, cool. I knew 100 Thieves was getting second. I was like, oh, okay, Cloud Nine, they can't catch it. They had
three more wins too. Remember, like, Clunkies had literally three more wins ahead of them anyway.
Yep. Yeah. It was like, we got this. We're a second seed, and
I would say, you know, if you're Nadeshot and what's his name, Jamba Juice and Golden Glue, and that other white guy, I keep forgetting his name. Fuck, the other general manager guy that's next to Nadeshot, Zach's buddy, and Courage. This is a huge, huge accomplishment for 100 Thieves. Like, people predict them to be, like, what, 7th? 6th? Maybe?
6th, 5th, 5th,
they got 2nd. And they finished, they finished the split 10-4, okay? And I'll be honest here, two of my MVPs, at least for this split, have come from this team, actually. Definitely Quid, who's massively stepped up, and Sniper coming in and playing as well as he did is honestly been a surprise. Today, that game where he had on the Olaf 1v2, he said, basically, try to come at me. Bring your mom, bring your sister, bring your aunt. I'll just fuck them all. I'll just knock them down. Who else wants them? Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. He's been so good for them. I still think in playoffs, their bot lane is, I think, the only question mark for them.
It's their biggest liability. No, it's easily their biggest liability. It's not even close. Like,
because like it's really easy to do what they're doing in best of ones because it's just the one game you just fucking go the next day. Now it's much harder to do this in playoffs where you're playing potentially 3 to 5 games a series and then having other people see your strats, see how you draft. But for the most part, Sniper, definitely best top laner, or at least top three top laner to split. Quid, at least, top three mid laner to split. River, top three jungler to split. They have at least, three players on their roster that are at least, maybe top four in their position. Yeah. And coming off of just having basically just three rookies and getting this far, and it's crazy because, you know, people were saying that they were getting obliterated in scrims, and I'm like, they might be. All that matters is the stage games, honestly. You know?
Exactly.
Like, I kind of would expect a team full of two rookies, because Meechan, Sniper, the rookies, Ayla's not a rookie. He's just Ayla. I would expect a team of, like, relatively three new people to run it down that hard, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, congrats to 100 Thieves. They finished second. Keep in mind, they finished higher. No, what? They finished one place higher than they did last spring. Last spring, Felix also, to be fair, last spring, a lot of those teams were fucking really feeling.
Yeah, I realize. Don't forget, they jumped from like 6th to 3rd in like a matter of 1 week.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, EG had COVID the whole week. They kind of like.
Yeah, I remember they played EG in a tiebreaker. I remember they won a lot of those like games where a lot of the teams basically like they got sick and they came back and they played and they just kind of just they went on a 7-game winning streak. Yeah, I remember it was a 7-game winning streak, but they were like almost out of playoffs too. I remember, you know, they had to beat TSM in order to even secure a spot in playoffs actually. But congratulations to 100 Thieves. Getting second with this kind of team was just not expected, and they did it. And I think their top side looks really promising. I think a big problem with them is the bot lane. I think if the bot lane if I just hope Ayla doesn't have the same issues he had last year in playoffs.
They're gonna live and die by the bye lane, and they're gonna win by it, and they're gonna die by it. That's what it comes down to. They're gonna live and die by the bye lane. That bye lane is gonna be the reason why they get to the finals, or if they get knocked out.
They make the finals. That's even bigger of a like, holy crap. Okay. Yeah. That means you're going to be going to MSI, which should be good either way for a team like that. I think a team like them potentially going to MSI maybe could be good or bad. You know, we know the horror stories of scrims when new players go over there and you know, they think Faker's old. Remember JoJo Peele told that story where he thought Faker was washed and he just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, man. I can't wait to see Ayla versus Kyrian.
I can't wait. He just might be going 0-20. Kyria is gonna pull out Ezreal support on that motherfucker. He ain't about to take that dude seriously.
Oh, hell nah.
Kyria, you have my permission to play Ezreal support against Ayla.
After last year with the whole shit with Faker and Orianna versus the medicine, I realized the LCK don't take anybody that's not LPL seriously. They don't take it seriously. They're out here actively playing 4v5 against us, and then they're playing 5D chess at the same damn time. Like, it's disgusting. Like, it's like, yeah, well, it's like that. And now I want to talk about Shopify Rebellion for a second.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Shit.
This team, I don't know what this team is.
I'm sorry, Fake God is trash. I've seen Fake God's entire career. I remember when the 100 Thieves scenario, I remember that one. He was put into a technically bad scenario, but when he got thrown on Dignitas, he's just an awful player. He's just a ass player. Anybody's better than him. Fake God sucks. I'm sorry. He's ass. Insanity, he's looked pretty jank for the most part. Boogie's looked pretty jank. Like, Boogie, what? The only one good game he had was on, like, Wukong, I think.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's been pretty jank. The bot lane of Bitch Boy and Fat Zol has been pretty bad, God, honestly. Zazel looking like he's just out here eating Earthang.
Earthang. Cookie the ice cream as well.
Zazel looking like he wanted to get out of the playoffs so he can go and eat KFC.
And yeah, with his best friend Diamond.
Shit. Oh, thank God Diamond is not in the league anymore. Holy shit, that guy was trash. Holy fucking hell. Yeah, Shopify Rebellion, I mean, I don't think people expected them to make playoffs, did they? I don't think they did. I didn't. I thought they were just completely trash, if I'm being honest here. The roster configuration looked pretty bad. I mean, they're basically just a worse version of... That's literally just TSM. From last year, except it's just they don't have Wild Turtle and they don't have Haunter. It's literally, and Chime and, oh Lord. At that point, if you got Zazel, like, you just keep Chime, actually? Like,
yeah.
God, Cindy Sweeney's tits are just, those are some of the boobs of all time, I'll say.
Yeah, she's cute. I just want to talk about that because they always look like they're competing. And then they find a way to fuck up and lose.
Yeah, it's not like they're a bad team and like they just sit there and do nothing like Rogue. They'll fight you. They'll make you work for it. But you still feel like there's no hope for them winning a game, even when they're like competing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, so what would you have? I'd probably rather have a bad team where at least you're fighting going down like with your you know, you're trying than just. Whatever Rogue is doing, that is just, that's not acceptable, actually.
I look at Shopify, they fight, but man, they just don't know how to put it together.
That's the thing, though. They can even get leads. It's just, they're not smart at converting anything. I know, like, you can't convert every lead, but they can't even convert, like, a basic, like, objective properly.
And they don't know how to close. That's their biggest thing. They don't know how to close.
They couldn't close with an Udyr or at like. If you can't close with Udyr late game, you might need to pack it up and go home. Udyr is like the most broken champion at like 45 minutes in the game. That champion literally has a constant rotation of fucking spells going on that champion. Holy mother freak.
Exactly. He's like, okay. okay, this team has no clue what they're doing. You just gotta be like, shit, yeah. It's because I've been just looking over the team. I'm just thinking in my head, why does the team do this? They have easy ways to win, and then they just find a way to throw. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, nah, this week just sucks. This week is compared to LCK, LPL, we're bad.
People think this is, if you genuinely think this is a competitive split, you need your actual eyes checked. This split is terrible. This was bad. People thought it was, oh, well, if you have two less teams, then it's going to get better. Well, you were sadly mistaken if you thought that. If you actually legitimately thought that, you were sadly mistaken. Ugh. Lord. Which other team do we not talk about? Immortals? Yeah. I mean, Castle kind of surprised me.
Tactical was decent today.
Tactical was actually, yeah. Like, if he had a brain, he'd be so much better a player. If he, like, legitimately had... He has, like, the hands of, like, Double Lift, but he has the brain of, like, fucking... that shit player on, like, Fear X.
Oh, God.
Maybe CDF. Like, if he legitimately had a better brain about how to, like, actually utilize what he's given in the game, yeah, he'd be so much better, better player. Like, he's not a truly awful player, but when you're looking at Immortals, if you have to basically just live and die by tactical, then, like, what is there anymore, you know? Like, remember, yeah, guys, they only really win games when he's ahead. They lose games when he's not ahead. I think, personally, you need to get a player that fits what you want to do that's not Armeo. If you want to make playoffs.
I agree.
Get rid of that guy. That guy is bad. I'm sorry. No more chances for this guy. Maybe it's just because, oh, well, people can say he'll go in Academy and Smurf in Academy. Cool. At least he's not in the LCS running it down. That's cool by me.
That's the thing, too. He's too good for Academy, but he's not good enough for LCS. Where does that put him at?
Yeah, because if you put him in Academy, he smarts in Academy, you're thinking, oh, God, I got Peanut on my team. And he comes
like the same thing. Yeah, it's like the same thing with Poby. Poby smurfs, yeah, when he has, he gives a shit, that's a decent. Close to the LCS, we saw how T1 was with Poby. He was poopy. It was piss. Stinks. But now he's bad at, God. It's like Immortals is just weird.
Yeah, Immortals is a weird team. It's like, well, it's the same thing that I said about other teams, and I'm not giving them a pass for either, because I'm going to give them the same stance that I've given other teams. It doesn't matter if you beat teams and you're not in playoffs. You need to win when it matters. They couldn't play when it matters, and that's what happened, you know? The fact that they could beat Cloud9 the day after when there's no pressure of making playoffs is like, okay, so you're not a team that's clutch enough to make it happen when it matters, you know? Yeah. Like Ole said after they beat Cloud9, it's like, no pressure, you know? No regrets. Well, you need to play that way in games that matter so you can progress forward, you know? What's the point of playing with no regrets in a game that doesn't mean anything for you? Because Mortals is not going to play anymore until summer, you know?
Yep, if they're still a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's like you look at them, you're like, damn, this team could be better. But damn, they stink. It's like, shit. That's the thing about them. You look at them, you're like, you know they could be a better team. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, no, they keep drafting.
I can see why they put this team together. Like, I can see why. Like, they have at least some idea of what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's just what hurts them is, what hurts a lot of these teams is macro. You know?
Yep.
A lot of the in-game decision-making is really bad from them, and I think if they just simply think about, hey, what playstyle do we want to do? Let's just do one playstyle, and let's just get that worked on. Then we could try other stuff out. It feels like a lot of teams are just trying like 50,000 things at once and accomplishing nothing, honestly.
No, exactly. That's the thing about it. It's like these teams are just throwing shit in the air and hoping it sticks.
All right. Let's allow the team to talk about FlyQuest. For the first time in their organization's history since 2017, since they've been around, they'll have finally finished first in the standings in a regular season. The closest they've ever finished was second, which was last spring, which when they finished, 14-4, I think? Yeah. Actually, yeah. Now some of those later games were pretty fucking jank, but they ended up finishing 14-4, 13-5, or whatever they finished. But no, this is what they finally finished first. I was talking about them being a top three team. I was like, they have the players for it. I don't think... Like, I thought the top side of Bwipo, Jensen, and Inspired would get you there.
Yeah, no, they did.
Like, they're basically a reverse version of 100. They're basically the same thing as 100 Thieves, though.
No, they literally is the same thing as 100 Thieves.
The bot lane is... Fucking... I mean, Busio has a higher ceiling than Ayla, and he's a better player technically, but Masu just is about as bad as Meech is, honestly.
No, one thing you can say about... Ayla's more likable than Meech. Busio. No, yeah. There's times where you're like, okay, man, I want to choke this motherfucker. This motherfucker, like, on my nerves. That's how Busio is at times. He gets on your nerves. You just want to choke the shit out of him. You're like, God damn it.
Like, it kind of felt like they were losing a lot of their power for like these last few games. Actually, that the one against one of the games they had yesterday was really close. Honestly, it took like Inspired literally doing the Poppy ult, knock him into the wall, and took the guy out to get the game going.
Yeah,
you know, on the dive, I don't know if you watched the dive, but remember when Meteos was like, you know, there was a question of like, Azale asked like, is C9 back? And Meteos was like, yeah, I think they're back. Meteos, we know you work for them. You have to say that. Oh God, like, Lord, that's why I hate it when like certain players are on certain podcasts, because you know there's a conflict of interest there.
Oh, like, both of
like, yeah, like, of course he has to say C9's back. He can't be saying like, oh yeah, C9, you're complete trash, fuck, garbage.
Hell yeah.
But that's it for the most part for the LCS 2024 Spring Split regular season. We are going to be predicting for the playoffs. If we missed any like key narratives or games, we'll just go over them on Thursday before we start talking about the playoff games, actually. And there's only one series coming up on Thursday, and that is going to be Cloud9 versus 100 Thieves, the first round, the LCS 2024 Spring Split Playoffs. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to give this one to 100 Thieves. I actually think 100 Thieves might just end up winning 3-1. I think Cloud9 look pretty fucking bad right now. I'm sorry, guys. They look pretty bad.
That's what I'm saying, too. I would not be surprised if it's closer than what it is.
Like, I think at worst it might be 3-2. I mean, Jojo Pion did say 100 Thieves are overrated, and they're definitely a fraud. So, hey, man, got to put your money where your mouth is, Jojo. I mean, okay. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, that's what I'm picking. I'll pick 100 Thieves, Cloud9. Obviously, I think this is a stronger team at the moment, honestly. So that's where I have that. And we're going to go talk about the LCK for our last portion of the show. So we had a match of the week, Gen.G versus T1. And it went about just as badly as you probably thought it did. It was bad. Yeah. It was, man, the first game was a perfect game. And the next one was like, oh, yeah, T1 won a dragon fight. Didn't matter. It legit didn't matter. They just were like, all right, cool.
T1 didn't care. They were like, all right, cool. We'll just beat you in world final. Oh, yeah, you won't make it there.
Gen.G is T1's dad.
But who won world, though? That's me.
What do you mean?
Who's the real dad? Who's the real?
Well, you can only have one dad, technically.
And T1 it's more comments than Gen.G. That's me. Gen.G's out here. Oh, we win the LCK. It doesn't fucking matter.
It's the hardest region in the world to win.
And then he fall apart in Worlds. You got to realize, it doesn't matter. Like, it matters when you win the LCS. It doesn't matter when you win the LCK. Because when you win the LCK, you're supposed to do better than the team that's second. And where the fuck did Gen.G fall?
We're winning Worlds this year. Calling it right now. I also said that last year. Also the year before. And then I also said that the year before. One of these years, eventually I'm going to be like, I was right. Oh, give me a second. Because I know someone wanted me to go over to fucking game. When was it? That was the game I was on Friday or Saturday?
No, Saturday. That's the one after game one I went to sleep. I was like,
I watched both games and I was like, yep, out. Bruh, thank you, Gen G, because I'm going to bed. No, like, I remember after the player interview, they were like, they thought it was going to be closer, honestly. I remember it was Lehens. No, yeah, during the player interviews with, I think, Lehens and I forgot who else was there with them. They had mentioned that they thought it was just going to be closer, honestly. So I don't know what happened on stage, honestly, because that first game was like, okay, I don't expect them getting, like, I know T1, we know T1's better than that. Like, I know they're, you know, I don't like being hard on some people, but like, bro, I know they're better than getting zeroed out. Like, they can't get no kills in the game. Like, T1's the best early game skirmish team in the world. You can't get nothing? No kills?
I don't even think T1 wanted to be there. I don't think they cared. Go back and look at that game and look at T1's attitude. They don't care. What's the gap between second and third? It's wide open. Like also like Adrian and Chen shit. They do not care. They're like, all right, cool. Where's the MSI? Where's the MSI?
Oh, what the fuck? Give me one sec. Sorry guys, my internet tapped out for a second. Okay, so as everyone knows, T1 is a really great skirmish team. They thrive in these scrappy team fights with champions that can fight you really strong early on. Champions that have early game power spikes when they have strong laning leads like Lucian, Jace, LeBlanc. That's why they pick those champions, because they're very strong early on. They can convert those leads very easily, and they can definitely duel very good and be stronger than the scaling options on Genji's team. I just don't understand how with this kind of comp they had no kills. I just don't get that. Now Genji's team is nothing but a bunch of scaling champions. That's it. The only early game champion that's decent in there is Cassante. All they did was just kind of like, okay, well, T1's early game shenanigans don't work, so we'll just it's basically like a great defense is a good offense kind of thing. That's kind of the best way of putting it. So like, if T1 don't skirmish against them and their champions scale better, well then JG's going to win by default because their champions just... I mean, Aphelios is definitely wild-scale Lucian pretty hard. Like, that's just... Like, there's... If anyone watched this live, this was just... I have no clue what happened here. You know? Like, this was just...
That was okay. Room for T1 and then JG wins. It's like, no one cares for JG.
I generally thought it was going to be a 2-3. I generally thought it was going to be a 2-1.
No one cared for JG. Everybody wants T1 to win because, like... JG, every time you root for them, they fail you. They'll win the LCK and then fail in MSI.
It's just
win LCK, fail in Worlds. No one has faith in this team outside of the regular season and playoffs. No one is like that's the sad part.
I'm hoping this is gonna be the Gen G team that changes it. Also, but Justin, how you doing, man? My Pokemon pre-release was Epic Pulse. Oh, okay. Cool. Awesome, man. Wait, this is the same... No, sorry. Sorry about that. What the heck? How did I hit the same game? I know I didn't touch that. That was the same game. Oh, sorry. That's game one. Sorry, this is game two. Yeah, game two, they had the dragon fight.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the thing. T1 really have nothing to be afraid of. Because, like, they're only... I'm pretty sure when they're talking to each other in the scrim room, they're like, isn't our only competition really just like them? Everyone else is like KT is...
KT's too far behind. Homolife exists.
Homolife, there's definitely a... Which is crazy, because Homolife should... Outside of Zekka, who's Homolife's top laner? Doran? Like, outside of, like, Zekka, they should actually be able to fight them evenly. They have the player caliber for it. They just can't. I don't get it.
It's the ADC.
Yeah, like, this is kind of what they want to do in game one, but this, like, that right there is a little too over-aggressive there. Yeah, you just can't, he just can't be doing that right there as a support. That I don't know why he flies in right there and does that. I was watching going, okay, you guys are drunk. Go home. It's okay. You're like 12-2. It don't fucking matter. Like, good news, he's drunk. He ain't never about to do. Okay, just pretend this is against like BLG and MSI. Just pretend. Do you think fucking Gumayusi goes, I'm gonna fight the Kalista and the Renata Glass when he has like no mana?
He might.
He's never going this against anybody better.
He might. BLG, they got some cracks in their armor. They're big.
Do you think he fights his way against Elkin On with half health and no mana? No way he does that.
You'd be surprised.
And then I don't think he does, but he flashes and lives, and he goes back. What are you doing? What? go home, guy. Come on, y'all drunk. Come on, it's okay.
See, I would be surprised if T1 beats up JG in the playoffs. Like, some people think it's a mental block where JG just has their number.
Yeah, before. Like, That's actually a misconception. They've actually, last spring, remember, they beat them in the upper bracket, remember? That's when Genji beat KT to the third place match. T1 has beaten them before in the upper bracket. Like,
my thing is, why is it that Genji is just constantly beating T1 now? What is it that makes it that?
They figured out their play style. Well, not just for their play style, Genji just have a counter play style to them. T1 like to fight and skirmish. Genji like to kind of fight and scale. That's the best way of kind of explaining it. They just have a counter play style. That's really all it is, honestly.
But you know, like, they're only good to them. Everybody else, Genji cannot beat, like outside of the LCK.
It's like, that's just so weird. They can
beat T1, but then they can't beat nobody else that's even remotely on their level. But if T1 can. Yeah. That's why nobody has faith in JG. They look at him, they're like, we know when it gets to the, like, when time gets tough, JG's gonna fold.
And that's T1 is just, throughout their history, I mean, because they've had JG's had a few different mid laners, but T1's just been a lot more clutch, honestly. You know, they've just been a lot more better under pressure at, international tournaments. Actually, and I'll be honest here. T1, they're just a lot better under pressure and actually just playing internationally. It just is, because let's be honest, man. No one's about to tell you T1's a bad team. Like, even though they lost, who's gonna be really be like, man, that's a really awful team. Or you lost to the best team in the LCK. No. If anyone does that, they're fucking retarded. Actually, I think that's just. I do think it's possible for T1 to beat them in the playoffs. It's definitely, I've seen it happen before. There was that time I remember they lost in a best of three. I was like, what the fuck are we even doing? Remember I was that game where Peanut was on Poppy, he flung in with nobody, and he died. Good old Peanut. But yeah, these games, it's just kind of, there's just basically, I have no clue why they drafted Tristana up top. I don't think that's a thing.
Nope.
I don't think you give your best player, arguably I think Zeus is their best player, I don't think you give him Tristana top.
Unless you're trolling and you're just like, hey guys, let's just have fun. Because you got to think about it. Everyone thinks Genji's the best team and if Genji gets smoked, you're like, where the fuck did this come from? It's like, because we don't know how playoff they're going to be. Because everyone's going to say, "Oh, Genji's going to win again."
It should be them in the finals. If it's nothing but these guys in the finals, that finals is probably going to be pretty jank, actually.
Yeah, but it might go the other way where who you think might win might be the opposite. It might be, that's what we're looking like. it's mostly just them two. Like, everybody's just playing for third.
It's been these two for quite some time at this point, it sucks that Damwon's not good anymore, because Damwon was kind of like the other one that was kind of there. KT's been, I don't know if you guys watched KT versus D+, but that was certainly some of the League of Legends of all time, is what I'll say. And then Homolife literally should be better. I don't get it. That's literally just the ex-Genji players But maybe, like I said before, maybe the XGenG players' play styles don't work with Zekka. I don't know what. To be fair, I don't know what can work with Zekka.
Maybe Toby was the key piece. It was like he.
Well,
he,
to be fair, yeah. If you have the best mid laner and he kind of wins everything in lane and can do everything for you, it makes the game a whole lot more easier. You know, like yeah. I imagine it's much easier to play the game with Faker and Chovy compared to playing the game with like Closer.
Yeah.
Or BDD, you know, to a certain extent, you know. What other LCK can you use, sir? Oh, yeah, because I'll be honest with you guys. Whenever I turn on Bro, DRX, Nongshim. Yeah, I watch those going, all right, this is just background noise. I have legitimately, at this point, stopped looking at the screen. I'm like, all right, cool, yeah. Background noise to listen to.
I don't even watch the games. Like, I just go to LOL Esports and see what the record was. All right, they got 2-0.
You ain't shit, though.
And then,
you ain't shit.
And then I just go to game two. Sometimes I just go to game. I look at, okay, game two. Okay, all right. Sometimes all you gotta do is just go to game two. Because sometimes you don't even need to watch game one. It's like, ew, okay, yeah, yep, that's a stop. All right, all right, all right. Damn. All right, cool. I'm going to sleep. Peace. And sometimes it'd be like,
yeah, once that series was over, I was like, all right, bed. I don't have to sit here and watch that and go, man, I want to watch some Bro versus King, like Dragon X. Like,
I went to sleep after game one. I did not care. I was like,
you were like, cool. Just fuck this. Fuck this.
Yeah. Nah, because like, I already knew going in that T1 didn't care. I was like, T1's already in playoffs. It's there's only two teams that got like double digit wins. And it's they're in playoffs. And they can end the season right now and Hot Life be the only team that can catch them. If they get to 13 wins, the only team that can catch them is Hot Life. Every other team has about 5 losses. It's like, go look at the standing for the LCK right now, and the gap goes Gen.G, T1,
yeah,
Hot Life, DK is 2 games behind Hot Life. KT, then it's like a drop off. It's like we know who the top five best teams are. It's like, you know, you got Quad Dog by default at 6 because DRX dog shit. Like, there's 3-11 teams and dog shit at the bottom. Like, I'm sorry. No, okay, Hoblife does have 11 wins, but like if you look at their record, they lost to T1 and Gen.G. Like, that's it. It's like Gen.G should be undefeated. I don't know how the fuck they lose to KT. That's weird. That was one of those. Yeah, okay.
That's odd.
That's yeah. One of those. KT was just, you know, tired that night. They you know, didn't have their full brain on. Yep.
KT just have a play style that just works against Gen.G's, which is so weird. Like, I don't get some of these teams this year. This year is odd for League.
It's the triangle. It's like Gen.G beats T1, T1 beats KT, KT beats Gen.G. It makes those. It's literally a triangle format. But then in the middle, you got Hoblife, who's just getting fucked by the top two teams. Just okay. It's like you and I tag team Leonard. It's like, okay, I'll fuck Leonard. You know, tonight you fuck her tomorrow, and then I'm a fucker next week, you fuck her the week after. That's what it is. It's literally, and then KT just comes in and it's like, can I get a turn? But they can't because they're not better than us, but then they can beat you. It makes no sense. It's just a clusterfuck of shit. It is crazy. And I'm like, yep. Saw this coming. Like, I told people I saw it as Reddit. I was like, yeah, don't be surprised if T1 gets 2-0, but it's gonna be one of those 2-0s where it's like don't be impressed. Do not be impressed by this 2-0. You gotta wait till the playoffs. I'm telling you right now, with these two teams, you just need to wait till the playoffs. Hmm. Don't take anything that happens in there. I've realized with the LCK, I'll take anything that they do in the regular season as seriously. I wait until the playoff. I need to see how, you know, these teams actually do, because at this point, at this point, these three teams are technically in the playoffs at this point. There's no other if, fans, or buts about it. It's just, yeah, boom. What's happening?
That's going to wrap it up for today's show because I can't talk about the LEC games yet because I got to end up watching them. But anything else you want to mention before we head out, actually? Because Thursday, if I don't have the one-on-one, because I should have a one-on-one around like 6:20, so we'll start at like 7:30, actually.
Okay.
If I don't have that, then we'll just start at 7 then.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think this person's going to be coming through, even though they said they were. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I have a feeling, but I don't know. Anything could happen.
Okay.
You know, so fucking hell. I'll just have to. I've tried to message this person, and they've just not responded. I'm like, maybe okay, I guess. You know, but they said they were gonna do it, so I don't know. I have no clue. Maybe they're just busy. Yeah. Anything else you want to say before we head out? Actually.
I'm just giving a little, not a whole spoiler, but we a little spoiler. The LEC, oh my god, it's a mess right now. It's a complete mess. After today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. That's all I'm going to say. Just.
I think I saw like one game. I think I did.
Which game?
My watch history. I saw Vitality BDS.
Okay, no.
BDS starting 0-2?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
It looks like whatever happened after that benching has been rough.
Yeah.
Actually.
That two plus the way they lost, it's not looking good for this team. Yeah. Vitality looks a little better. Somewhat better. Yep. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say.
I'll say Photon played really well on Rumble today. We know he was a good top laner. We know he was just elo held with his team. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Like, he pulled his whole cock out. I was like, bruh, this shit is 9 inches long meat. Slanging. Hey, God damn. He put his whole dick up Adam's ass. And we knew he was a better player than Adam. We knew that. Yeah. It was just, you know, Adam had the better results because, you know, this team worked better. But, you know, I don't think this team is good. I don't think Vitality is good. I think it's just Karzi and Photon. I think that's what kind of makes them good.
Exactly.
And by good, I mean exceptionally ass, but, you know, this is LEC standard talk we're talking here. All right, everyone. Thank you guys for checking out the show. And we will see you guys on Thursday with the other episode of the Cloud9 podcast. We'll be able to talk about the 100 Thieves versus Cloud9 best of 5. 100 Thieves, in my opinion, should be winning that. But hey, if Cloud9 win it, I'm not surprised that they kind of pick it up during playoffs. But I don't know. It's been pretty up in the air for a lot of these leagues right now. So a lot of upsets, a lot of uncertainty regarding like if a team is as strong as they quote unquote should be. But if you guys did not get a chance to check out the show live, you can watch on the replay here on the channel, or if you want to listen to the show on any podcasting platforms where the podcast is available, do so. And I always greatly appreciate it. And we will see you guys later. See you guys later. Peace. Have a great day. Hope you guys had a great weekend, and I have a lot of great content coming.